Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 30 Minutes of Wisdom with Enlightened Networking. This is Gregory Mascari from Bozeman, Montana, and we're delighted to welcome you this morning to our Friday morning call. We have a very special guest that we'll be delighted to introduce you to in just a few moments. I just want to take a moment to thank you again for being here with us. And the purpose of these calls is to provide access to wisdom of the masters. And we're inviting people with a lot of background experience in the processes, principles, philosophies, and technologies of success for business and for our personal lives, for organizational and personal success. And so we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy lives to join us here this morning. And I'd like to turn the call over to my busy wife, my partner in life, Robin, who's going to be introducing and interviewing our special guest here this morning. So, Robin, good morning, and over to you.
Well, thank you, Gregory. And, you know, it's when you create things in the world, it's always a team effort. And Gregory is the best support I've ever had in my life. So all the things that happen seamlessly are because of him. So I'm so grateful and thrilled to be with everyone this morning or whenever it is that you get to tune in with us at for our Enlightened Networking calls. And I'm very excited to have our special guest today. Andrea, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Well, good morning. We're thrilled to have you. Are you in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Nice, okay, you're staying
Florida.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, I'm thrilled to have Andrea on. And many of you know me for many years, and some of you don't. But everyone knows that I taught a program called Enlightened Leadership for many years, and we were so discerning about our focus and our languaging. And when I heard about Andrea's program, Go for No, I instantly blocked it, and I'll be honest. And then I was open enough, thank goodness, and that's what we invite you to be, is just be open, because when you come across something that could change your paradigm and shift your world into being easier, I mean, that's one of our joys of this program. And when I got to hear Andrea be on our program for the Direct Selling Women's Alliance several years ago with Richard Fenton, her partner and co-author of their book Go for No and their program, my world changed. It opened things up, and then I kept hearing it everywhere I went, because we do get more if what we focus on. And Andrea, as I mentioned, and Richard Fenton have written this wonderful book, Gold for Mel. It's a very short book. They have a beautiful CD series and a website with tremendous information. And I was able to read the article that was in Success Magazine that's available as a free download. And we'll give your website again at the end, goforno.com. So anyone can get more resources and connect with you and all your wonderful, wonderful treasures. But I'd love to get started a little bit and just, you've got the book, you've got your website, you've got your programs, and your work is about helping people make that shift and realize what it really takes, that you can actually achieve virtually anything if you're willing to hear no often enough. So, Andrea, I would love to hear you share, you know, how does hearing no's help people be more successful?
Thank you for the great lead-in, and I appreciate your honesty because, and Robin, obviously, you're not the first person. I mean, people hear go for no, and they think, go for no, well, I don't want to go for no, I want yeses, right? It's like, what are you talking about? And so it is a counterintuitive concept. It is a concept that teaches people not to be afraid of hearing the word no, that actually the more no's that you get, the more yeses you get. That's kind of the simplest explanation I can give. We teach people to intentionally go out and do what we call increase their failure rate in order to be more successful. Now, there's a lot of, and so that's kind of the easy answer, but there's a lot of implications for and a lot of ways to apply the whole go for no concept. For example, you know, we all tend to live in and have been taught to live in what I call a go for yes world, right? Because we are so focused on yeses and getting yeses, interestingly, what tends to happen is by just focusing on yes, we end up avoiding all kinds of opportunities, both in our business and really in our lives. What we do is we tend to start prejudging, well, who's going to say yes? And when we start doing that, what happens is opportunities get limited because we're just going after yes. We're not willing to go for no or try to just actually make the ask and let the results be what they may. And so really what go for no is, it's really a behavior-based, action-oriented philosophy that says, you know what, the worst that's going to happen is you're going to get a no. But don't live in that typical go for yes world where all you do is strategize and worry over and consume yourself with yes, because that is interestingly, ironically, going to just completely limit all of your opportunities.
That was so beautifully said. And you know, it's like when we look at life and we want to embrace all of it, because life has ups and downs and has all kinds of things. And when we, you know, you talk about celebrating failures, not just celebrating successes, because they're all part of the whole. Could you talk a little bit more about that, and how can people, you know, really become, you know, start becoming or become more comfortable with really embracing the value of no?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's kind of a process. And just to back up just a little bit, I mean, clearly, because we have all been operating in kind of a go for yes mindset, it can be a little challenging at first because, you know, it can be something like, you know, I this is not really what I want to do here. And so the very first thing we tell people is create a no awareness. Really look at, you know, are you getting any no's? Are you hearing any no's whatsoever? And for most of us, you know, we look around and because we're trying so hard for yes, a lot of times it's, gosh, you know, I haven't really heard many no's. And so the first thing is to create a no awareness and then to do what we call set no goals. Set a goal for getting a certain number of no's. Now, depending on your comfort level, and a lot of people have some fear and anxiety and apprehension around, you know, gosh, I'm going to have to talk to more people and really put myself out there, and I don't like to hear no. I don't want to be rejected. And so you can start with something as simple as just get one no for the day. Take a situation where there's somebody that you've, maybe a company you've been interested in calling on, or a specific person you're interested in talking to, and you've hesitated. And now we're saying, go for no. Just call that person, make the conversation happen, and go for no. And whatever the outcome is, the outcome is. And when you do that, when you engage in that behavior and that action, regardless of the result, that's when you need to do what you just said, Robin, which is celebrate the no or celebrate the behavior. It's really about getting into action. And, you know, to kind of dovetail on this, you know, a lot of people think about go for no versus the law of attraction. And, you know, is no negative? If I'm focusing on no's, I'm going to get them, but I don't want no's. I want to be positive. You're not focusing on getting no. You're not hoping, praying, or wishing for a no. Again, the only thing that you're doing here is focus on the action, which, of course, right, law of attraction, the last six letters are action. So it's all about just engaging in the activity and then reward yourself. Celebrate your activity and take pride in the fact that, you know what, you're doing the hard work and the hard stuff to build your business. And when you do celebrate those no's, what happens is you start the whole reprogramming process. You really turn the whole thing upside down, and it starts to become kind of fun, and you say, wow, I don't have to punish myself like I normally do for, quote, failing or getting a no. I actually am now rewarding myself, and it starts to become fun.
It's so wonderful. I heard one of the top leaders in business recently. She said, the reason I'm up here and other people aren't is I've heard no more often. And you just talked about it, that relationship to know. And, you know, I went to a presentation with a NFL football wide receiver, 5'9", you know, 160 pounds. He showed all these great videos of him, you know, running, catching, mm-hmm. over the goal line. And then he showed the other videos of all the times he was getting creamed by these massive players.
Oh,
and you know, in life we don't hear enough about what it takes to get. We see those successes. And so it is, you know, you talk about, you know, it taking courage and developing a muscle. Because
mm-hmm.
people that get to the top of any game, what I'm hearing you say, Andrea, is, you know, just getting into action and developing that muscle. Would you talk about that a little bit, the courage?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, courage is obviously, courage is essential. And, of course, many people have had some amazing quotes on courage, but, you know, fundamentally courage is acting, you know, in the face of fear. It's not acting just, you know, despite having fear. You're going to have the fear still, and that's okay. And people ask us all the time, you know, what do I do? I'm still afraid. I still have some fears. And that's okay. And that's why, you know, we say, the more you do these behaviors and the more that you see that you won't die, Jack Canfield said, you know, confidence is the successfully survived risk. So it's putting yourself, which I love, you know, it's just putting yourself in that place where you have the opportunity to act and building your courage a little bit at a time. And that's why, Robin, I said, you know what, you don't have to start off with some crazy no goal. You know, I'm going to get 100 no's this week. And it's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do that? I'm going to have to talk to so many people and it's going to be so intense and there's going to be so much rejection. Just start off a little bit and start building that courage and building your confidence a little bit and see that, you know what, it's not so bad. And then again, continuously reward yourself for the behavior. Celebrate those no's and those, quote, failures, because you're so right. You know, it's so easy to look at people's successes and just assume that they have something different and special, and everyone they talk to just melts at the sound of their voice and at their presentation, and it's so easy for them. And actually, that is a complete fallacy. It's an absolute myth. The people that are out there who are the most successful, as you know, are really, they have tremendous failures behind them, and they, you know, the interesting thing is the more they fail, though, the more they learn, and eventually the easier it does get. So sometimes when you see people now and you go, well, no, it really is easier for them. Well, you know what? They have failed a lot in the process, and that is where that courage piece comes in, is just doing the behavior a little bit at a time. And I like to say that go for no is, it's a business philosophy for sure, but you know what? It's a life philosophy too, and there's all kinds of things that we would like to do and have in life, and sometimes opportunities arise where we have the chance to ask somebody for something. You know, even if you're at a restaurant and you get sat in the back and you want the cute table up front, we always say, you know, ask the hostess, hey, can we sit in that adorable little table up front, you know, the one with the little rose and the candle in the window that's so cute. And take a chance there and start going for no as much as you can, because that is fun and it, again, builds that activity and just builds your courage.
So what I'm hearing and the building of the courage, and you talk about that being the fuel and developing this muscle, that like any muscle, it doesn't, you know, you may do these little things consistently and really not notice much, but in time, those little things and really not being a victim of what happens to us, this
mm-hmm.
non-attachment I'm hearing you say, and that it does, you know, it takes time and start out with little things that you don't have a lot of attachment or energy to, so you can build that muscle and then develop that, so then when the bigger things show up, and I loved reading your article, you know, say when people are approaching a big company or something, they're not approaching
mm-hmm.
a company, they're approaching a person. You know,
right.
And we forget these little things that, you know, that shift in our mental model of what is success and what is failure. And you have studied so many successful people, and, you know, you talk about, you know, people's biggest fears and then this willingness to face rejection
mm-hmm.
is what keeps people like you said, from having more of what they want in their life, whether it's that wonderful little table in the restaurant or anything, they just don't even ask. And I have fun when I travel. I ask for upgrades. You know, I connect with people, and I have stories that are off the charts, and I have so much fun with it. And I'm traveling right now, and I ended up on the concierge floor with access to the club and a wonderful breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
Cool. Like,
and the best view in the hotel on the top floor looking at the river, and I wouldn't have had it unless I asked. And then I got escorted to my room, and, you know, it was very fun, but you got to ask.
You have to ask, and just to layer onto that, and that's a perfect example. It's a great example. And, you know, one of the things is, ultimately, we can only control our behavior. And what happens is that when we are so dependent, and again, this comes from living in that go for yes world, we desperately want the yeses, right? I mean, obviously, we all want yeses. But when we're living in that world, we tend to have this feeling of desperation, and also this feeling of really like we're not in control of our destiny, and other people, you know, are kind of in charge of our lives and our business and what's going on. And the reality is that we have to remember that by asking and by using the go for no philosophy and detaching from the outcome, as you just repeated, which is so perfect, it allows us to take control back. Because the reality is we all know ultimately whether somebody is going to say yes or no, it's their decision. We can't control anyone else. We can influence, and we can obviously improve the quality of our presentation, and we can, you know, look great, and we can sound great, but ultimately we can't control other people, but we can control ourselves. And one of the things I like about just operating with the go-for-no mindset is it puts me back into a seat of power where I feel like, you know what, I'm going to ask this person, and whatever they say, but at least I asked. At least I didn't say no for them, and I didn't say no to myself. I let the person decide and let the universe do its magic, and let's see what happens here.
Wow. And that shift right there can change someone's life in a moment. If people are, you know, I go back to that time when I met you guys, and I remember having that aha moment and that shift from what we're talking about here. And, you know, some people are more willing to face fear and failure and rejection than others. But, you know, how do people, you know, I'm in a different place. We're all in our own unique places. So it's not about comparing, because we have to only take a look at, you know, what is the outcome we want in our lives, and to ask that because fear and rejection and fear of failure are like more the majority than not, how do we really help people get over that fear to make the shift we're talking about? Because I think people have heard enough that we know that this is the focus that will bring the great success that we want in our life. But if the fear is so great of failure and rejection, how can we support people in getting over that?
That's a great question. Well, you know, again, I mean, from a leadership standpoint, you know that you can only do so much. And you know that you can't, you can reach a hand out to somebody and help pull them along, but you can't carry them on your back because you can only, you would get one person, maybe two people, and pretty soon nobody's moving, right? So really it comes to, this is kind of the cool thing about the go for no concept is once you explain it and once you share the ideas, just like you said, Robin, with you had the shift, it's kind of one of these things where you can never go back. It's now every time you are faced with an opportunity to say something or not say something or pick up the phone or not pick up the phone, there's that little thing in the back of your mind saying, just go for no, just see what happens, you know. And that part I love because it's such a simple concept. It's not easily forgettable. It's not some 15-step process of, you know, how to do something. And so I think how to bring people along and help them get out of their fear is just that constant encouragement and pulling them and pushing them sometimes just to try it. I remember a good friend of ours named Jenny, she called me one time and she said, I was teaching one of my consultants this whole go for no, you know, philosophy, and we were going to make some calls. And normally, she said, we would have made one call and gotten the first no, and we would have quit and just kind of, you know, messed around with the product for a little while. And she said, this time I was with this consultant, and she said, as a trainer, as a leader, I was teaching her go for no. We made the first call, we got a no, and I said, okay, great, we got one no. And they were trying to get five no's, I think she said. They had a no goal of five. And the consultant was like, well, wait a minute. No, that's not good. We got a no. And she said, no, remember, we are trying to get five no's. We just got one no. So congratulations to us. Let's keep moving. And she said they made a couple other calls, got a couple more no's, ended up getting a yes. The consultant was all excited and said, oh, yeah, we got a yes. And Jenny said, you know what, that's great, but we still have one more no to get. And she said the whole process was more fun. I was teaching the process. My consultant totally got it. She got the mind shift, so she's forever changed. And obviously along the way, you know, she will need some encouragement to get over that fear and just to switch up the mindset. But to really engage people in the behavior is really the key. And then to celebrate with them. And the other thing that I loved about the story, and I think, again, from a leadership perspective, especially when you are a leader and you're literally coaching someone live. I mean, you're doing a live in-person presentation or you're on the phone. There's all this pressure in a go for yes world to be perfect. It's like if you as the leader can't, quote, convince this person that your company, your business opportunity is worth joining or the product is worth purchasing, there's all of this stress, like, wow, you know, I better make this happen because this person who's watching me, who I'm coaching, they need to see that this is doable, right? Well, in a go-for-no world where we are just out there doing the best we can with the knowledge that we have, just doing the best quality presentation with what we have, the tools we have at our disposal, the pressure is off. The pressure is off. It's just, hey, you know what? Let's get into action. And so we're modeling the presentation itself, but we're also just modeling getting into action regardless of the result.
So you said a few things that I think are really important to remember when people are developing this muscle. You know, the mm-hmm. courage to do it a little differently and take action and go for no, that, you know, doing it with someone, like you mentioned, makes it easier, and that mm-hmm. encouragement and support and, you know, celebrate when it happens, you know, take mm-hmm. the pressure off. And you said something else about modeling. You know, I mm-hmm. just have such respect for people that are so transparent, so vulnerable, so willing to share their failures publicly. I think it gives so many of the rest of us permission, like, oh, wow, they fell on their face too, you know, mm-hmm. and look where they are. And so it takes the pressure off, like you said, of needing to feel like we have to be perfect, which we know is unrealistic anyway. And right. And so, you know, that modeling and that encouragement and celebration, you know, we people want to celebrate, and that mm-hmm. kind of energy shifts everything. So I'm just, you know, I really hope people embrace this. And, you know, we talked about, I'd love to hear a few quick more stories. You know, you shared one of, you know, what can happen when people make this shift? You know, what mm-hmm. kind of results are you, you know, a few quick stories maybe or something yeah. we'd like to share of when people really, really do this? What can they expect in their life and in their business?
You know what? There are so many great things that happen. It really is so many great things can happen. We've had so many emails and letters. It's so funny. It's like when I try to think of one thing, everything goes out the window. But I remember, this has been quite some time now, but this just popped into my head. This man wrote us and said, you know, I read your book, Go For No, and I got the Go For No concept. In fact, I get it in my business, and I, you know, I do it and all of that. And he said, but I didn't get it fully until I was at the baseball park with my son, and it was his first game, and I had gotten some bad seats, bad tickets for whatever reason, and he said, I looked down the way, and there was a couple great seats, you know, real close to the field, and I just thought, wow, I wish we could go sit down there, and he said, oh, go for no. So he said he took his son and he walked down there, and the usher was standing there, and he explained it was his son's first game, and he was, had some bad seats, and he was wondering if they could come in and sit down in this section right by the field. And the guy said, oh, sure, come on in. And he said, until that moment, I really didn't understand this whole idea of go for no. So I love that story because it's again, it's not just about business. This is just about getting out there and being willing to ask.
Well, Andrew, we might have lost. This is Gregory. We might have lost Robin.
Oh,
she's on her cell phone.
I'm sorry. I'm back.
Okay, there you are.
I put it on mute because there was a little noise going by, and I'm talking to myself. I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay.
You know, I we're getting near the end of our 30 minutes of wisdom, so I want to make sure. Are there any other final comments that you want to make sure we share this morning, Andrea, about this philosophy in life that can really enhance, if when people make this shift, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the final thing that I always like to touch on, and I didn't talk as much about, was just this idea of, you know, when is to start living in a go-for-no world, which means, you know, create a no awareness, really look at, you know, what you're doing right now, and are you operating in a mindset that's just go-for yes? Are you avoiding hearing no? Do you feel like hearing no is taking you in the wrong direction? It's not. So to create that shift, and then to remember not to prejudge or make decisions for anyone else about what they are going to decide or do or spend or anything. People surprise us all the time in every way. And so when you go for no, all of that prejudging has to go out the window, because remember, we're trying to get no. So that just makes it more fun. This is not a philosophy or a mindset that is about battling and scratching and clawing and upsettedness. This is about empowerment and making this whole thing fun.
Wow, thank you. I was just listening to you and going, there's such a lightness and joy. And when I look at your picture, when I look at you and Richard, it's like the work that you're doing is lightening up the world. You know, when we talk about enlightened networking, it's literally lightening the load. And when we can change our relationship, and it always has to start out with awareness,
mm-hmm.
you know, that and really, you know, aware of where we are with our relationship, and then make the decision to make that change and shift into creating that no awareness. It's so beautiful. So you have your website. It's goforno.com, and people can go there and find all these great resources that are available, and there's some pre-downloads. Your article from Success Magazine is fabulous. It was in 2009, and you can print it out. It's beautiful in color, and people can see your gorgeous faces on there. And then, let's see, we will be having this call recorded till the next week. And next week we have Donna Fisher, who's an expert on networking, and she's written several books. She's got a new one coming out with Tony Alessandra, and I got to read a chapter in it, and oh my goodness, this woman, I thought, you know, she did it again. And I've known Donna for many, many, many years, so we have continued treasures week after week. Our website will be up in the near future, but the archive calls are available 24/7, so people can go to enlightennetworking.com, share this with your friends. We're here to help you flourish in your life and share these wonderful treasures. And so we're going to complete the 30 minutes of wisdom right now, and then we'll take a short little pause, and if Andrea is willing to stay on the line a little bit, we'll open up the line for some Q&A. And Gregory, do you have any comments before we do that?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Andrea, I felt like I was hearing a sister kindred spirit speaking here, because, you know, my philosophy, and I've always said, when people ask what is your one key to success, my canned reflex response is failing enough to win. And as Robin said, I've just heard more no's than most people have. It's not that I'm better, but I may be a little bit more persistent, and my skin got a little thicker with time. Mm-hmm. And failing enough to win has been my key, and it goes right along with your philosophy of just going out there and don't prejudge, because in doing so, you prejudge everyone they know. And I love the concept of just starting to live in a go-for-no world. I've made some notes of some phone calls I'm going to make today and some questions and things I'm going to do today that, hey, I expect a no, but I might get a yes.
Yeah, I love that. That's great.
You don't know until you ask.
And there's a saying that I heard a long time ago, all no's are equal, but all yeses are not.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Thank you, Andrea. That's been wonderful.
Thank you.
So thank you. And we'll stand by for just a moment where we complete the recording. For those of you that have to go in 30 minutes, thank you for your time, taking time out of your day to support yourself. Congratulate you for doing that. And, again, thank you, Andrea. This is fabulous.
Thank you.
So now maybe we could switch, and if anyone has any questions for Andrea, Andrea, if you could stay on for a few moments.
Sure.
Few minutes. I'm sure that, you know, with all the listeners, you probably stirred some stuff up, and we might have some questions. If you'd like to ask a question, you can hit *6 and unmute your line. That'll keep the lines clean and clear, and you can unmute your line and ask Andrea a question.
Or make a comment or a thank you also. Maybe you should unmute the lines, honey.
Actually, I just went ahead and unmuted all the lines. If anyone has any comments they'd like to share or questions for Andrea, the lines are now open.
Seems awful quiet.
Good morning.
Well, there you are.
Hello.
Who is
can
that?
You hear me? My name is Laura Aladdin.
Hello, Laura.
And I'm from Salinas, California, and I really enjoyed this call. And it made a lot of sense instead of going for no, which I always assumed, you know, I don't want to focus on the no's, but it, you know, and part of me says, I've always, if you don't ask, you don't get. So that's always been part of my philosophy. Mm-hmm. So in essence, I've been going for no's without even realizing it. So I really enjoyed the call, and that was my aha moment.
Mm-hmm. So that's great. Thank
I'm gonna,
you.
And putting you in and how it puts you into action. So I took away some golden nuggets. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. That's great.
Thanks for being with us.
Oh,
who's next?
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
So anyone else want to make a comment or a question for Andrea? I think everyone muted their phones. It's so quiet, honey.
We have a quiet group here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably a mute thing because usually we. Yeah. This isn't such a quiet group from my experience.
We'll make one last call for any questions or comments that anyone would like to share before we bring the call to a close here this morning.
What I've noticed is when I make a shift, I end up processing, so I do believe that
everyone's processing.
Well, that could very well
That's
be because I still remember so vividly the impact that you guys had on me. Because I've done so much personal development work, and when I get a new piece, I get so excited. And, you know, I've watched what happens. So your work is a major contribution. So last call, and if not, we'll complete the recording for now.
And maybe we could just re-announce Andrea's website and contact information.
Great. Thank you, Gregory. www.goforno.com. And
that's easy
on that
to remember.
Site, that is very easy to remember. And there is a wonderful book. And I do want to say I was listening to your CDs on the plane, and I was re-inspired all over again. It was very fun because I hadn't heard them in a while. It's been a few years, and this is always a gift to me. So, you know, you can achieve virtually anything if you're willing to hear no often enough. That's from Richard and Andrea, authors of Go for No. So thank you, everyone, for being with us. We'll complete our call this time and look forward to being with you next week for 30 Minutes of Wisdom when we have Donna Fisher join us, author of several networking books. She's a master, and look forward to being with you again. And thank you for sharing with your friends and growing our enlightened networking community.
Thanks again, Andrea. Thank you so much.
Thanks, you guys. It was great.
All right.